I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. This past weekend saw WIAA regional wrestling tournaments around the state, combined regionals for the girls and super regionals for the boys as well. Let's look at how area teams did Saturday individually. Riverdale with 7 sectional qualifiers, including regional champions Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. Also advancing for the Chieftains were a pair of seniors, Chase McGuire and Talon Childs, and a pair of freshmen, James Schramm and Hunter Wilkinson. Ithaca Weston is advancing 5 boys to the sectional, including regional runners-up Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. They are joined by teammates Ashton Bennett and Mac Neef, the latter of whom returned to the lineup for the first time since mid-December. Ithaca Weston also has a pair of girls who advanced from Friday night's regional at Richland Center, Briella Granger and regional champion Kaylee Manning. North Crawford Seneca has 4 boys and 3 girls who will compete at the sectional. For the boys, senior regional champion Jaron Grimsled will be joined by Thomas Sprosty, Sawyer Swigum, and Gavin Wilkins. The North Crawford Seneca girls season continues for Harper Gagas, Zoe Logue, and regional champion Frankie Groom. Boscobel Wazika Steuben is celebrating 2 boys and 2 girls who are sectional qualifiers. Job Wetter and Ashton Udelhoven for the boys, Peyton Sanders and Lexi Lathrop for the girls. Iowa Grand Highland had the most individual champions, 4 at the Super Regional. Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Gavin Hinderman. The rest of the 12-man contingent at the sectional includes Lucas Christensen, Bodie Brockup, Aiden Bedward, Griffin Wineski, Hayden Altman, along with Colton Williams, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhart. In addition, the lone girl wrestling for Iowa Grand Highland Friday night, Maria Schaefer, also qualified for the sectional this weekend. Kickapoo LaFarge has 6 girls who advanced out of Friday night's Richland Center Regional. Maddie Townsend, Mariana Miller, Emerson Miller, along with Mara Hubley and Grace Anderson, along with regional champion Lorelei Young. Richland Center girls advancing are Valerie Favre and regional champion Madeline Muller. River Valley qualified 4 girls for the sectional, Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and regional champion Montana Joles. Team-wise, at Saturday's Division III Super Regional at Mineral Point for the boys, the top 2 teams finished with 1 point from each other as Mineral Point edged out Iowa Grand Highland 261.5 to 260.5, and both teams advanced to the team sectional. The Richland Center Hornets hosted a WIAA Division II Super Regional Saturday. There were 14 teams representing 7 different conferences. The Hornets were able to advance to the Wisconsin Dells Sectional this Saturday. Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Ethan Bodenine, Mason Jelinek, and Ethan Bindle. At the Dodgeville Regional on Saturday, the Dodgers advanced Blake Faust, Shane Rashawn, Rhett Spurley, Nathan Johnson, and Hawken Peterson to the sectional. River Valley will be represented by Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle this weekend as well. Team-wise, out of Dodgeville, Fenimore with 242, Belmont-Platteville 193 advancing to the team sectional, and out of Richland Center, Electric Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro with 275 to Lodi's 228.5. Team sectional is coming up tomorrow night at various locations across the state. Division II teams from our immediate area head to Prairie du Chien. That's where Electric Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro will meet Belmont Platteville, and Fenimore will wrestle Lodi at 6 o'clock Tuesday, with the winners to meet in the following match around 8 o'clock. In Division III at Mineral Point, Aquinas will take on Iowa Grand Highland, and Mineral Point will wrestle Royal Oneiwoc Center in Match 2. The winners will face off then at around 8 o'clock. WIAA Girls Basketball Regionals begin 1 week from tomorrow night. Richland Center, a 10th seed, will play at number 7 Broadhead to begin the tournament next Tuesday. Dodgeville, an 11th seed, will play at number 6 River Valley. With the winner to play at Prairie du Chien in the next round, the Broadhead Richland Center winner will play at Platteville in the next round. Both of those teams have first round byes. Viroqua will play at Stanley Boyd in Division 3. Adams Friendship will host Black River Falls. In Division 4 games next week, Riverdale will have a home game. The Chieftains will host Parkview. The winner of that game will play at Cuba City in the next round. Lancaster will host Iowa Grant, Westby at Darlington, and Fenimore at New Glarus. In girls basketball pairings for Division 5, just released yesterday, Ithaca will be at home against Highland. Benton will play at Schulzburg. North Crawford at River Ridge. Wazika Steuben hosts Seneca. Belmont will be hosting Boscobel. Blackhawk hosting Southwestern. And Potosi-Cassville travels to DeSoto. Kickapoo will be home against Plum City Elmwood. The Panthers are a third seed. Cashton will be hosting Wonewoc Center. Brookwood at Cochran Fountain City. Also, Hillsboro, a seventh seed, will host number 10 Royal. And Lafarge Youth Initiative will be at Oliva Strum. Wisconsin Heights will be home against Ozaukee among the D5 girls basketball pairings. Girls basketball tonight will be on hand at Richland Center High School when the Hornets are playing host to the Boscobel Bulldogs. The Hornets picked up their first win of the year last week. They'll be hosting Boscobel tonight. Hear the action on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Westby travels to Mauston and Wazika Steuben at Viroqua. Boys basketball, Lafarge at Royal. Kickapoo at Seneca for a makeup game. Bangor at Black River Falls. Ithaca at Cashton. Cassville at Riverdale. Dodgeville at Darlington. Platteville at Mineral Point. And Boscobel at River Valley. Bowling scores from youth bowling over the weekend. The girls' high series, Jocelyn Adams, a 481 and a 178 high game for Jocelyn. For the boys, it was Trayton Shep with a 643 series, Caden Keller, 594, Thomas Friel, a 546. Boys' high game, Caden Keller, 258, Brady Blado, a 234, Trayton Shep, a 230 in youth bowling. Led by John Tanjay's 32 points, the Badgers upset number 7 Purdue 94-84 Saturday. Tanjay scored 22 of those points in the second half. He did a lot of the heavy lifting while Wisconsin scored 11 straight points to take the lead. Guard Kamari McGee was ejected after officials determined a first half foul was flagrant. Coach Greg Gard's squad hit 18 of 25 second half shots while winning its fourth straight game. The Badgers host Illinois on Tuesday. Elsewhere in sports from over the weekend, basketball news, the Badger women's team beat Penn State on the road Sunday afternoon by a score of 75-68. Sarah Williams led the Badgers with 23 points. Ronnie Porter also picked up a double-double with 18 points and a career-high 12 assists. The Badgers host Northwestern on Sunday at 2 o'clock for Senior Day. In men's basketball, Michigan 86-83 over Ohio State, and Maryland beat Iowa by a score of 101-75. Brewers top pitching prospect Josh Knuth will miss the 2025 season after undergoing Tommy John surgery. Knuth was picked in the first round of the 23 draft out of high school. The scouting report notes his 96-mile-an-hour fastball and strong secondary pitches, a curve, and a slider. He missed last time with a sore elbow and wound up pitching just 84 innings last season. Bucks sharpshooting guard Damian Lillard hoped to win his third straight three-point shooting competition during NBA All-Star Weekend. Instead, he was knocked out in the first round, and Tyler Hero of the Heat grabbed the title. Lillard is a native of nearby Oakland, while the NBA stars were showing off their stuff across the bay in San Francisco. Milwaukee is back from the All-Star break Thursday when it hosts the Los Angeles Clippers. William Byron raced to his second straight Daytona 500 victory, dodging a string of late race wrecks that knocked out a chunk of contenders and sent the Hendrick Motorsports driver into victory lane Sunday night at Daytona International Speedway. I'm Phil Nee with sports.